Hello and welcome to Q&A with Perry A about calcium bentonite clay. I am excited that I get to be with my clay family today, and I just searched for an upbeat song, and even though it's not raining here and it's pouring down in Louisiana along the coast, I just thought singing in the rain would give us that lift we needed to have a joyful day and discover some great opportunities with clay. So I'm really happy that you're here with me today, and we already have some questions in queue. David said, can you clay remove parasites from dogs? Yes, it can remove internal parasites from dogs and humans. If it's a heartworm, not so much. You still need the heartworm medicine. The clay doesn't enter the bloodstream and go into the body. However, I had a lady with a tapeworm in her liver, and she started drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day and putting a poultice over her liver at night. And 2 weeks later, when they went to check where this 5-inch tapeworm was in her liver, there was no sign of it. So I don't know if you don't think on a dog you could put a poultice over his heart anyway. I would stay with the medicine for heartworms, but if you feed them clay every day, they're going to stay pretty free of internal parasites. Besides that, it helps their hair coat. They have more energy. They just feel better. Old dogs become more active, and old dogs that just can't get up and down begin to move around a whole lot freer and easier. Much as we do when we are bound with arthritis in our joints and we start drinking clay and it loosens that stuff up. Thank you for that question. I think everybody that has pets, dogs or cats, needs to feed them clay. It just makes sense. And animals in the wild will seek out clay when they're sick. So there you go. Sonia Wilson, how much clay should I take to get rid of acid reflux? I'm taking Prilosec, but it doesn't seem to help much. If you're using the living clay liquid, I would say 2 ounces 3 times a day, maybe 3 ounces at first, and you may be rid of it in 2 days. I've had people with severe acid reflux. I was one of them. And I think I started taking 2 ounces twice a day. But anytime you feel a little heartburn or reflux coming on, go take a swig of clay. And once it gets it under control, you won't have that daily problem with it. I would stay on with a low dosage of the clay every day just for general purposes so it doesn't come back. What the clay does is balance your pH. And so the acid reflux is too much acidity, and it comes back up. So it balances that. Clay doesn't want to over-alkalize you. It just wants to balance you. But it'll get rid of acid reflux, and you can get off those pills in a heartbeat. Carla Johnson in New Orleans, where can I get your new book? I have the older version and love it. Thanks. Some of the distributors, sellers have the book, but the best place to go is to www.theclaybook.com. I tried to make it as simple as possible. And when you click on that, it'll take you to a link, and the name of the book is Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. It has a reddish-brown cover. And you can order it directly there. You might find it on Amazon. And like I say, a few people that sell the clay have it. You'll have to call them and ask them if they carry it. It's excellent. It's a Bible. You know, people call me and want to know, how much should I take for this? How much should I take for that? Well, there's not a specific dosage for anyone for anything because we're all different. Some people need more, some people need less. The good thing is I've never heard of anyone overdosing on clay, and the most I've heard taken is 8 ounces 3 times a day, and that was with a lady that they wanted to remove her colon, and in 3 to 4 months her colon was completely healed. and a lot of other things were healed as well. I had never been that aggressive with it, but she changed my attitude toward it. I think sometimes we tiptoe around. If you have something like a candida, you need to be really aggressive with it because it's a spiraling bacteria that rises and falls, or yeast. And if you get stressed out, it's going to rise. If you eat the wrong foods, it's going to rise. And then if you take a little bit of clay, it's going to go down. And then you get stressed again, and it goes up again. So if you just start being aggressive and taking large amounts of clay steadily, you'll get it under control. I hope that makes sense. Getting a lot of good comments on the new book. It's really the Bible. If you want to know how to mix it, how to do anything like that, it's all in there. So, it's very beneficial. Okay, good questions to start today. Let's see what else we have. Nathan in Quebec, is it best to take the clay on an empty stomach or does it really matter? If you're doing a cleanse for the first time, it's probably better on an empty stomach, but what I say is get the clay in you or on you and it'll find a way to work. So it doesn't really matter. If you're have something like you get indigestion, you want to take some before you eat and a little after you eat. So just let your body be your guide and tell you what to do. It doesn't really matter. You just get it in you or on you, and the clay will find a way to work. Cairo in Chicago. Hi, Cairo. What is the most effective way to take clay besides with water only, like with foods, fruits, or what? And what's the poorest way to use it? Thank you. I don't think there is a poorest way to use clay. You can put it in oatmeal. You can stir it in grits or things like that. There are a lot of recipes on the bentoniteclayinfo.com website. You can check out some of the websites. One lady made a honey water with clay in it. I don't think she had much clay to have an effective dose. It was just kind of a little you could drink during the day to sort of maintain is what I would do it. You don't want to mix it with acidic things, like if you put lemon juice and water together and you shake it, it's going to get bubbles because the lemon is acidic and the clay is alkaline, and they're going to react with each other and get into a gas situation. It's going to give off some gas. So, you know, if you want to mash up blueberries or something and stir in clay with it or bananas, I see no problem with that. Some people put it in their tea. You can put it in milkshakes. You can put it in smoothies. So just get creative. Thank you. Carolyn in Pickering. Perry, have you experienced anyone recovering from long-time toxic mold exposure? It caused severe chronic fatigue syndrome, digestive and debilitating neurological symptoms. I just ordered a gallon of clay for bathing. Yes, Carolyn, I had a lady that actually worked for us indirectly. She was on the sales team that went into stores and did demonstrations, and she had gotten exposed to mold, and she said she couldn't get off the couch and literally had to get moved out of her apartment, and she got rid of her clothes, everything, moved back home, and had no energy whatsoever. And she started taking the clay, and she said it gave her back her life. We've had several people with fibromyalgia, and people say, or this chronic fatigue syndrome, and say that it can't be cured, but we've had several people that totally got off their medicine with it. So I would start drinking the clay aggressively. You can start with 2 ounces, and each day add another ounce, and you can take it 3 times a day and get up to 4 ounces, 6 ounces, 8 ounces, three times a day. I would do a poultice over your liver because a lot of toxins have gone through your gills, and I would take some clay baths. And you want to use about a cup of clay. If you know you're highly toxic, and you can use 2 cups of clay with water in a blender. And you want to pretty much fill your blender halfway up, add your clay, and then fill it to about an inch of the top with water. Blend it on high. Go pour it in the bathtub as you start your bath water. Rinse it out real good. But before you get in to soak, undo the blades and make sure you wash all the clay off the blades. You don't want to leave them in prolonged contact with metal. Get in the bathtub. I roll a towel behind my head so I can scrunch down in the water as much as possible. I take a plastic clip, and the clay will tend to settle if you just lay there, so you want to keep it stirred around. I take a cup and pour it over my chest. I want to get my lymph glands in the water, because it will detox that way, as well as, just detoxing through your skin. So if you take a clay bath, you can do 2 a week. You can do them every day if you want to. They feel wonderful. You get very relaxed. And it's really detoxing through the pores of your skin. If you've been on a lot of different medicines and antibiotics, this is going to get rid of some of that leftover residue from it, some of the die-off. So those 3 ways, I would drink it, put a poultice on your liver, and do the baths. If you get the book, the instructions for doing all of that are in the book. Or if you go to the bentoniteclayinfo.com website, there is a book there called How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay. It's on the home page, and you can click on that. Download it to your computer or print it out, and it's the specific mixing directions that are in the book. You've got to remember that clay packs. You can have a light cup of clay or you can have a packed cup of clay. And when you're doing the mask, you want a packed cup of clay because you just scoop it out, you're going to get some air in it. And if you put it in the cup and you tap it a while, it'll go down and you'll need more, because if you don't have enough clay, it's going to be kind of watery. But if you kind of pack the clay in there tight, then you'll have a good mixture when you make the mask. And all the directions specifically are in there. There's also a link to the book on that page. Someone was asking earlier about how to get the new book. And it's just the Bible for understanding how to take it for it, because everything you take it for is different. So certain things call for different amounts. And just remember, you can't go wrong with clay. All right. Let's see if we have anything more here. My computer's kind of frozen up. It doesn't want to work. Let me go over to the conference line. We have a few people listening in today. Does anyone on the phone have a testimonial or a question they'd like to ask? If you do, if you'll press *2 on your phone, that will open up your line, and I can have you on. I did have a very interesting testimonial the other day that I wanted to read to you. Let me see if I can find it here. It said, "Perry, in October I started to have pretty well constant diarrhea. I saw my GP, the Australian name for a non-special MD, and she put me on various medications with zero results. She went on holidays, and I saw another GP. She took me off all medications to see what would happen. It went on unabated and I needed a colonoscopy. Then I remembered the clay. I started to take liquid clay 3 to 4 ounces 3 times a day, and I use the hydrated clay on relevant areas, so that would be the stomach, the abdomen, or the liver. In early February of 2017, that's when she started this, the diarrhea stopped completely in 1.5 days, never to return, and now it is April. Never had the colonoscopy. I did, however, have a severe detox reaction with beet red swollen glands under my armpits. So I put the clay packs there as well, and they too are now history. Perry's book has become one of my most prized possessions, always within reach. Thank you, Mary, in Australia. Oftentimes you might get, if you're highly toxic, a detox reaction because the chemicals are still trying to come out of your body. And in her case, it showed up as swollen glands under her arms. And anytime you do that, do like she did, it's a rash, put the clay on it. And if it goes away, then you know if it's just a temporary detox reaction. Let me go back over and see if we have any more. I've had several people dealing with constant diarrhea, and I hope they're listening in today. See if we have any more questions. Jennifer in Independence, since we won't have the power hour anymore to purchase clay, is your site the only place to get the product? No, there's several sites out there. I don't know how to broadcast them. There are a lot of people that sell it, and I don't want to get into any trouble. If you could email me, there are two really good sites. One of them is Cheryl that does the websites and mails out all these notices to you. And then there's someone in Texas that sells it too, depending on your location. Cheryl's in Minnesota. And I can get you their addresses and everything. And if you could just email me, just send it to perrya@perrya.com. That's the shortest email address I have. And I think it's the longer address is on the website. Or you can call me and I will send you phone numbers and contact information. There's a place in Canada that sells it if any of you live up there. So I'll get you those. They give really good discounts, these two people that I really like to refer to. And I'm sorry the power hour has to close down. I know Joyce has been battling cancer for a while, and it just breaks my heart because I know she's done everything right trying to control it, eating and diet and everything there is to do, and just breaks my heart for them that she has not fully recovered, and let's all pray that she will. So thank you, Jennifer. And the reason I can't announce this over the air is because the Federal Communication System sees it as advertising, and they can find you quite a bit. So since it's not, I don't want to be seen as advertising. If you personally ask me where I get mine or, you know, some good places to get it, I can tell you that. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're out of questions for a while. And I think I have a new person listening in, so let's talk about clay. What is clay for a little bit? Clay is volcanic ash. It's the core of Mother Earth. It's been birthed through a volcano. It said this particular deposit of clay is 43 million years old. When it goes through the heat of the volcano, all the impurities are burned out, and nothing but trace minerals, pure trace minerals, are left, which are fused together from the heat of the volcano into a very strong ionic bond. And if it falls into an inland lake or sea, it's a calcium bentonite or a magnesium bentonite. And if it falls into a saltwater lake, it's a sodium bentonite. Most of your heating clays are calcium bentonites. And there may be some fairly good ones. I just prefer the calcium bentonites. I've seen so many more results with them. But, you know, all clays are going to work a little bit. But there are some out there that work really, really well. And the clay that I usually talk about is a triple swelling calcium bentonite clay that just gives it magnificent properties of detoxing and healing, and it heals so quickly. I am just absolutely amazed time and again how quickly things heal. I had a little skin cancer removed. I'm still wondering. She said it was a baby, but she got in there and cut this chunk out and sewed it together. And I told her I was going to take her to chicken so she could practice sewing. But I just had bubbles of flesh, and like she rolled it over, and it was the ugliest looking thing. And it's right on the décolletage area of my neck. And of course, she told me not to use the clay. And I went home and immediately put clay on it. And she told me to use Vaseline. So during the day, I'd put the Vaseline on it just to keep it from drying and sticking to my clothes. And then at night, I'd put the clay on and let it dry. And when I went back, they could hardly get the stitches out. It had healed so quickly around the stitches. I could have gone in a week earlier to have the stitches removed. And there were actually lumps there, and I could feel fleshy pieces of skin just folded over. And clay does reduce scar tissue, and I've been using it at night and just letting it dry and sleeping with it on. And it's already gotten softer, and those bubbles have gone down. So there's just no way you can't use clay. You can use it vaginally. You can use it on hemorrhoids. They'll go back inside. You still have a hemorrhoid inside of you, but they're not protruding and hurting. And they seem to shrink up enough to go back inside rather quickly. Can't tell you enough. If something hurts, put clay on it. And I had a cousin. There's many times that I've taken them clay and told them about clay. If something hurts, put clay on it. Well, their dog got bit by a copperhead. They couldn't find the point of entry. He was swollen all over. And she was on the website asking for prayers for this dog before I knew it. And I said, get clay in and on that dog immediately. And they couldn't find the puncture area. But you're pretty sure if it's a dog, it's either on the face, and his face wasn't that swollen. So I'd say he got bit on the leg somewhere, and I told him to put him in a clay bath and to put clay on his legs, feet and legs, and wrap it up, even though it's been several days. So it just makes me sick they didn't do it right off, and it will pull the venom out. I have a lady here in Texas that has three dogs, and all three of them have been bitten by rattlesnakes on the face, on the lip, and a dog will swell up. We had a Doberman Pinscher, and his face looked like a bulldog. This is before I knew about clay. We lived on a ranch, and his face for 2 weeks was so swollen, he looked like a bulldog. And, had to go to the vet. Well, she's been treating her dogs with clay, and she just plops a little on there. At first, their face is so tender, they don't want you to get near them. And she would just go by when they were sleeping and slap a blob of clay right over the bite marks. And anytime she could catch them sleeping, she would do that. And in 2 days, the swelling was down. Now, the third dog got bit when she was on vacation. A neighbor was keeping the dog, and the neighbor took him to the vet, got the vaccine, came back. The dog was still swollen, and she just wanted to see how long it would take for it all to go down. And it took 2 weeks for the swelling to go down on the dogs that was bitten and had the vaccine from the vet, plus a $2,000 bill. I think it was a little more than that. I can't imagine rattlesnake venom costing that much, but anyway, that's what she said. And it was all unnecessary. All you have to do is use a little clay. So this volcanic ash has this super charge to it. It has a 9.7 pH. It has electromagnetic properties to it. Detoxes, it pulls. When you put it on and let it dry, if you just give yourself a fascia with it, when it dries, you can't move your lips. It's like concrete. And when it's drying, it's tightening the pores, and it's pulling stuff out of the pores of the skin. Excess supplement, and that's why it works so well on acne and things of that nature, any kind of skin problems. Please, if you get shingles, put it on immediately. If you can, let it dry. If it's in an area where you have to, you know, it's going to be all over your clothes and you can't go around naked, put some on and cover it with saran wrap. But it will dry it up, particularly if you do these things early. It will dry it up very quickly. Okay, I'm going to go back and see if we have any more questions coming in. Jennifer, will drinking the clay solution rid someone of celiac or gluten intolerance condition? I believe it will if you will get aggressive with it. I've had one little girl that had was gluten intolerant, and she went to Europe and couldn't stay on the diet as necessary, so she drank the clay and her conditions didn't flare up. So something must happen there. Celiac, yes. You need to be aggressive doing this. I would start with 2 or 3 ounces and build up to 4 or 6 ounces 2 to 3 times a day. Carol in Chicago, do you think it's okay to use clay when fasting? Do it. Thank you. Absolutely. I've done a clay fast, and, you know, I wasn't hungry, and I had energy to burn. And you can do it for, 5 or 6 days. Some people just do clay and water. One guy was doing a juice and clay fast. I wanted to lose some weight, so I just did clay and water. And it was amazing how much energy I had, and I wasn't hungry. Even when I would go with my friends to a luncheon, and I would just bring my drink with me, and they were eating in front of me, it didn't bother me. I hate to go longer than, here's the thing. They did a research with some shrimp that lives in pools of clay water in France. They were little small shrimp. And the biologist came along and said they can't live on clay and water alone because clay has no caloric value. They took them out and fed them, and they died. And the ones that they left in there thrived. And they determined that the shrimp had enzymes that worked with the clay that made amino acid, which are building blocks of the body. And from amino acid, they had peptide chains. From the peptide chains, they had protein and even vitamins and minerals that the shrimp body needed that the clay didn't even contain. So how long can you go? I don't know. I think you will get some protein from it, but we've had no studies on people that I know of, just that story about the shrimp. And I hate to see people go too long without any protein. So I would say about 6 days. And I've had some runners who were doing a fast before a run, and they said when they started doing their fast, they didn't hit their wall like they used to before when they were, you know, practicing running, and they'd hit their wall at a certain mile level, and they'd just be exhausted and have to push through it. Well, they never really hit their wall. So, yes, I would definitely drink it for that, and play with it and see how, and you know, you can drink as much as you want. Anytime I'd get hungry that first day, I would just go drink some clay and then drink some water afterwards, and it got very filling. All right, good questions today. I like these. Let's see if we have any more. Karen from Crestone. Any hints for horrible acute bursitis? Yes, depending on where the bursitis is, put the clay over it. Horses get it on their withers. I don't know if you're talking about an animal or not. Use a clay poultice or pack over that area. Bursitis is an inflammation, and anything with ITS on it is inflamed. So the clay pulls out the inflammation. It will pull out the heat and allow the bursa sac to move back into place where it normally should be. I would start putting poultices on it, maybe take a clay bath. but put it on pretty thickly all around that area. And you might change it 3 times a day. You want to keep fresh. At first, if it gets hot, if the clay seems to get hot after you pull it on, put it on, it's pulling out the inflammation. So you put fresh, cool clay on and cool it again. And let me know how that works. I'm not sure where your bursitis is, if it's in your knee or your shoulder and elbow or what. But the key being is pulling out the inflammation and reducing the swelling so the bursa can go back where it belongs. Thank you. Good questions today. Well, that looks like all the questions we have. Let me go over the conference line and ask one more time, is anybody on the line who would like to ask a question? I'm seeing no response from this. Someone asked earlier if you, in an email, do you need to mix water with the liquid clay? The liquid is already pre-mixed, and I mean, if you buy it in a pre-mixed liquid, you shouldn't have to add water to it. Now, I think they were talking about the Sony's clay. When you buy it, it's a sodium bentonite, and it's kind of thick and gooey. And I can't speak to them and their clay. Generally, they want you just to take it like that. The clay I use, when you make it, stays emulsified, but it's not gooey. And if over time, if you make it by the quart jar and you leave it sit for a long time, sometimes it gets a little thick. And you can just add a little bit more water to it. But you don't want to dilute it so much that you can just see through it. Because that coating effect is what really goes in and heals the intestines. And it's strong enough to pull out the bad things that are in your body. When you drink the clay, it only works from the mouth south. It goes in one end, it starts cleaning house in your mouth. Bacteria, if you swish it a little while before you drink it, it's going to get the bacteria that are between your teeth or down in your gums. And then as it goes through your body, it's like a little garbage truck picking up the garbage. It has a wisdom of its own, and it knows what to go after and what not to. And it picks up the garbage, and it goes out in your poop. But the particle size of the clay is too large to pass through the colon wall, so it's what you would call non-digestible. It doesn't go into the body. So if you've already absorbed toxins and you want to get rid of them, and they're stored in the body because the liver and the kidney are so overworked they can't get rid of them, then you need to start doing the clay baths to pull them out through the pores of your skin, or poultice, a liver poultice, or abdominal poultice, things of that nature. Well, I think that's a wrap for today. I'm going to go back one more time and see if any more questions have come through. Sometimes I have a delayed reaction on questions. Yes, I did. Heroin. Okay, her bursitis is in her shoulder. If you can get to that area and put some on and let it dry, and then at night put some on and get a sheet of Glad Press and Seal. It's sticky on one side, and cut a big square the size you need. Put the clay where it is and put the square over it with the dry edges pressing against the skin, and you can sleep with it on and wear it all night. That's what we call a poultice. So, and, you know, do respect your shoulder in the meantime and watch your movements with it. You don't want it to freeze up, but you don't want to make exaggerating movements that'll keep aggravating it. I don't have bursitis. I have a severed rotator cuff, and there are certain things I do if I, you know, and then my shoulder will start hurting a while because it's stressing the other muscles. And I just know the directions I can use. I can't use a forward sweeping upper motion like a tennis swing. That's how I hurt it in the first place. And didn't go to the doctor in time to catch it before it had completely severed and reduced so far away they couldn't catch hold of it. So I just kind of take care of it and use common sense. But let me know how that works. Thank you for that question. All right, that looks, oh, here's some more. From Carolyn. My son has chronic sinus infections from toxic mold exposure. Can clay help him with this? What do you suggest? Two things. Putting a clay poultice or just putting clay on his face, over his nose and across his cheeks, under his eyes, and over his forehead. You have two sinus pockets above your eyebrows toward the center, towards your nose, and then you have them below your eyes. So you want to put clay over that and let it dry. And then you can also get a neti pot and fix the solution and put a little bit of the liquid in there. I'm trying to think how much a neti pot holds. You could probably use a tablespoon of the liquid clay to a neti pot solution and run that through your nose. A neti pot is kind of a saline solution that you can wash your sinuses out with. But you just want just a little of the clay in there. And she also said, my two cats were infected from the toxic mold exposure and throw up. Do I put the liquid clay in their water or dry clay in their food? Never feed them dry clay, because clay needs water to activate and to swell, and it will take water from their body. Pour the liquid clay over their food. Even if they get dry food, just pour it over there, and they'll eat it and start licking it up. Or you can take some of the hydrated clay and just take a generous spoonful and stir it in their food, and stir it on the food, and they'll eat it pretty good. We need to get you all clear of all that mold. You know, it affects everything. It's like my friend said. She said, I didn't take anything with me, drapes, sheets, bedding, my clothes. I just started over from scratch because everything had the mold exposure on it. And she literally had no energy and couldn't do anything. And when I met her, she was a going Jenny. So she really enjoyed selling the clay because she had personal experience with it when she felt like a dead woman walking. I think those were her words. And so thank you for those questions. All right. Good day. Karen says, my shoulder bursitis, would you cover the clay during the day as well at night? Yes, you can. If you can during the day, if there's any time where you're kind of in private, you can put some on and let it dry and have that drying effect as well. And you can put a thin coat on and let it dry. And after it's dry, you can put your clothes on over it. And then put the thicker on at night with the poultice. Or if you want to do the poultice during the day, it will keep it off your clothes. Occasionally let it dry, though, on there and let it breathe a little bit. Okay, good questions today. Well, this is Perrier. Hoping you have a happy day. If you're in Louisiana, we're praying for those people in case they get swamped out by this hurricane and that they can get to dry land safely. And wish all of you a wonderful week and weekend and rest of the June and into the summer months. So, this is Perrier thanking you for being with me and signing out.